Kingston and its greater area proudly.
Good afternoon. It has just turned 2 o'clock on a Sunday afternoon. It is I, DJ Tangent, your host here on Numbers with Wings on CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, broadcasting from the desolate Lower Carruthers Hall, Queen's University, Kingston, Ontario, K703N6. And, just before we start, beware the Ides of March. So if any of you are named Julius or Caesar, watch your back. Anyway, let us begin. come back. Sorry, I should have given you the don't forget to turn up the volume for that last track, which was Nobody's Hero by Stiff Little Fingers. I could lie and say that's a St. Patrick's Day because they are Irish, but they're the wrong Irish. It's actually what made me think of it, playing that, because, well, I kind of like the song. I have for a long time. It was one of those Instagram posts, you know, where they say, oh, no, this song is 40-something, and I just looked at it, and it's 46 years old. So it's 46 years old, so we're going to celebrate 46, and I wanted to play it. Because I kind of like to start off with a bit of a rockin' tune. All right, so I got a fair bit of stuff I want to get through today, so I'll try and cut down on the rambling. Yeah, I know. I know, I should be playing the Proclaimers if I haver, because I'm havering. So, let's see. Last night, Noof, DJ Overeasy and I went out for, I'm using air quotes here, St. Patrick's Day, because it's not officially till Tuesday. And we ended up at the Buckle as our first stop because all the amateurs were out crowding up all the bars. And we saw a cover band called Sitting Ducks. And they reminded me of two songs. Well, one more so an artist, and then a song that they started playing a song, and I thought it was this song, but it wasn't this song. I said, well, okay, that's fine. I'm going to play that song tomorrow. I.e. today. And that song is My Mistake by the King Bees, which I shall play first. And then I will follow it up with a song by X, because the one guitar player made me think of Billy Zoom. If you know, you know. So we'll start it off with the King Bees. This is also a song from like 1980. They're from southwestern Ontario, like Stratford, Strathroy, maybe Stratford, one of those places. But it did get airplay on the U.S., because that's where I heard it. Well, I lived on the border. I'm not American. Just let's clarify that. But yeah, here we go. My Mistake.
Thank you.
that song. Well, I did. I remember now that song ends quite quickly. So yeah, that was Motel Room in My Bed by X, also from the 80s. Huh. And before that, The King Bees, My Mistake. So that was last night, Saturday. Yeah. So Friday, I was volunteering at the Broom Factory and saw once more Maud Lang, Shadow Show, Danny Romano's outfit, and Effed Up. A fantastic show. Place was full of celebrities. Jeff the Nerd, DJ Mayhem, Emily Steele, and The Deal, all three of them. There was a meringue there. Yeah, lots of people. Yeah, great show. And so I saw Maud Lang a few weeks ago at the Toucan. They were a three-piece. This time, they were a four-piece because... Let me get her name here. Man, these fonts are killing me. Ava, I think her name is. Yes, Ava. I think it's Ava East, who plays guitar in Shadow Show, plays bass in Maud Lang. And so with two guitars, even better. Fantastic. But when I got there, and Maud Lang was on the stage, and she was playing the bass, standing there like Bill Wyman, I was her biggest fan, it inspired me to play a song here by the Smithereens called Behind the Wall of Sleep. So it's on the CD player, so it might be a little bit of a trick. And then what am I going to play for that? Then I have a Maud Lang tune lined up here. Yes, called In Advance. And then I'll follow that up with a Shadow Show, which is on a clear Coke bottle disc that isn't clearly labeled side A, side B. So hopefully the right song will come out. But I'll worry about that in a couple songs. So I guess if I press that button, and if I press this button, hopefully the CD will play. Fingers crossed. Yes! She had hair like Jeannie Shrimpton. I'm it here. Somebody put this volume at zero, so I'm gonna put the volume back up and start the song over. Okay, back to the beginning. There we go. All right, let's try this again.
I'm giving up all I have to give to you.
Okay, well, that was interesting. Yeah, so success. Success. That was On a Cloud by Detroit's own Shadow Show. Dreamy, dreamy. Psychedelic kind of pop stuff. And why is that still spinning? Stop. Okay. Hang on. I believe Ian Brown has something to say.
Amateurs! Amateurs!
Yes, thank you. Okay, so, yeah. So what did I play there? The Smithereens, Maud Lang, with In Advance? Yes, In Advance, and Shadow Show with On a Cloud. So I took a video of this record playing, and I will post it on the Instagram. Numbers with wings, all underscore, all mush together. Numbers with wings, lowercase, all mush together, underscore, CFRC. Yeah, it's clear, Coke bottle, and people. You didn't do a very good job of labeling, which was A and B, I had to guess. But anyway, so yeah, we're just past the halfway part of the show here on CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca. I'm your host, DJ Tangent, off on a... yeah, so I even spoke... I spoke to two members of Shadow Show after the gig the other night and mentioned that I had purchased the album on the Bandcamp. And she said, well, hey, if you have cash, I can give you one of these. I'll refund that and save on the shipping. And I said, oh, well, sure, sign me up. And a funny little tale. During the show, one of the other bands was on, and two of the guys from Maud Lang came outside stage, and one had a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, and the other one said, oh, man, can I have some? And so they were sharing this peanut butter and jelly sandwich, and I thought, wow, rock stars these days. Living it up. And I mentioned to him, the one fellow, later that I'd purchased the album on Bandcamp Friday, so they should, all the money would go to them so they could afford like name brand peanut butter. And when I was talking to the members of the Shadow Show there, it was actually their peanut butter that the guys had been stealing. So So yes, support your artists. Bandcamp seems to be a good way to do that. You can get albums, merch, stuff like that. All good. So I was on the, well, Instagram kind of pointed me in this direction, and then I was on the Earshot earlier today, and there's a new song by a band called Pretty, who I've played in the past, only their, what was it? Oh, their cover of the Poppy Family's Evil Grows, which is wicked. But it seemed like it would fit with sort of the last couple of songs I played. But I printed off their blurb from Earshot. Pretty is, in quotes, psychedelic without all the flower sniffing, end quote. They combine fuzz, clang, synthesizers, heavy grooves, and lots of glitter to create a sound that is equal parts danceable, whimsical, and brutal. Fresh off a tour of the United Kingdom, Pretty is making their return to Canada. Your problem... Oh, sorry. Punctuation. Pretty is making their return to Canada your problem as well as theirs. In Toronto, Pretty has opened for the Brian Jonestown Massacre, the Budos Band, Ghost Funk Orchestra, and Improvement Movement, among others. Alrighty. So here's their song. So it's a bit of the, you know, psychedelic-y stuff. And it is called... Well, the album is going to be... The album hasn't been released yet. Let's make that bigger. The album is going to be called Where You'll Be When the World Is Gone. And the song, which was released on the 13th, which is Friday, is called Burning Money. Okay. Yeah. Here we go. And then I'll be back.
Scream at the sky, asking it why. You'll be in the world.
flower sniff in there at all. Like it. Yeah, brand spanker from Pretty, who are from Toronto. So now, about 20 minutes left, we are moving into the self-indulgent portion of the show. As you might all be aware of by now, the mansion closed during the week. And I played there a few times as a musician. And I fought with Instagram last night to post a picture of the first time I played there, which was 2015, and the last time I played there, which was 2023. And I seem to have a particular stance that I adopt when playing guitar. Me and Keith, we do things a certain way. I thought, let's make it about me because, well, it is my show. So I'm going to play two songs. The first is the first song I ever played there, which is a Thuggies tune called Broke Player. And then I'm going to play what I'm 98% sure is the last song I played there, because it was the song we always played at the end of the set. Even though the band had morphed into Evil Numbers with a Z, the only recording I have of it is also by the Thuggies. Essentially the same band, three quarters the same. You get the idea. So, yes, this is all about me. So we have Broke Player, followed by Black Soul. Two different computers. Oh, man. I guess that's why I have two arms. All right, here we go.
17. Thought your mama was hot, your daddy was mean. They said you were a genius, not when you were in school. All you said enough, didn't you believe it true? You're dreaming in the biggest lie, true love. I hate the fire in the sky. I watch you dance alone in the kitchen, and it all makes sense to me.
The Thuggies, because I'm being self-indulgent. Why can't I say that word? And I don't care. So we can add the mansion to the list of the places that I've played as a musician that no longer exist. We have the International Hotel in Gananoque, the Elgin Hotel, the Tweedsmuir in Tweed, the Duke of Kingston, Alfie's, R.I.P. Saddest about that one. Haslam's Roadhouse. Well, you don't really count that. Blue Martini. There was a place in Belleville. I can't remember what it was called. There was a place in Westport that wasn't the Cove. It's gone. I'm sure there are more. Oh, the Pig and Whistle. Yeah, they're tearing that down finally. There's a place in the town center. It's called Rosie's. It's gone, long gone. That was during the 88 Olympics because it was playing on the big screen over our heads. The things you remember. Yes. So if you're in the, if you own a club and you want somebody to play there and have the place mysteriously close afterward, hook me up. Also, if anybody's looking for a second guitar player, well, you know where to find me. So real St. Patrick's Day is coming up soon. Tuesday, in fact. I will be attending the Mahone's show. I will be probably side stage, which is where I hang out. That's at the Broom Factory. And then there are a number of other things going on. Frank Ryan's playing somewhere. The Toucan, maybe. Andy Kalanico's in town. Give me a hell yeah. Hell yeah. He's entertaining, if you get a chance to see him. Hopefully people aren't too drunk and they notice what's going on. Yeah, I'm sure everywhere else has something going on too, but those are the ones I can remember off the top of my head. And then, whoops, next week, next Friday is Virginia's show, which is not a metal show, it's an emo show, but hey, over easy. Coming up next is Julian Taylor and his jukebox, professional guy. But in light of St. Patrick's Day, I'm going to play a song I played on last year when I was a guest on Making Bacon at this time of year. And it is a song by Weddings, Patties, Anything, an Australian band covering another Australian artist, Paul Kelly by name. And this song is about the Irish poet Brendan Behan, and it is called Laughing Boy. And that should take us to the top of the hour. I will be back next week, as far as I know. I haven't been canceled yet. Stay safe. If you're out on Tuesday, don't get out of control. Don't get arrested. None of that stuff. Yeah. Have a good week. See ya.
Stranded, sailed across the sea. Whiskey was his daily bread. His like we'll never see again. But you should have seen him dancing on the tables. Another, yeah.